the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 29th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Oregon, where nurses who care for patients in their homes are pushing to get their union contract negotiations across the finish line. The details from Eric Tayanoff.
Home health and hospice care workers at Peace Health Sacred Heart in the Eugene area have been in a long struggle to complete negotiations. The nurses' contract expired in April. Joe Turner is a hospice visiting nurse leading negotiations for the Oregon Nurses Association. She says they're holding an informational picket today in Eugene.
The plan is to get the public involved, get them to understand the lack of respect that Peace Health is demonstrating to their home care nurses.
The home care nurses are looking to maintain pay parity with nurses in hospitals. Turner says continuity of care between hospital and home is important. Turner says Peace Health can't take the same approach to negotiate in Eugene as it does in other cities. Peace Health did not respond to a request for comment. For Oregon News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Now from Yahoo News, former President Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and all five living current and former first ladies, Jill Biden, Melania Trump, Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, and Hillary Clinton, gathered a memorial on Tuesday for the former First Lady, Rosalynn Carter, in Atlanta. The former President Jimmy Carter wheeled into the church in a wheelchair with a blanket wrapped around his legs and positioned in the front row. Yahoo notes the last time all living First Ladies attended an event together was in 2018 at the funeral of former President George H.W. Bush at the Washington National Cathedral. And a new report finds Mississippi could be doing a lot more to better serve the people in the state who need long-term care. The details from Danielle Smith.
Mississippi ranks lowest in the nation for the safety and quality of its long-term care facilities and also last for helping people with disabilities in their communities with needs like transportation and jobs. AARP's Mississippi State Director Kimberly Campbell says more than 3 years after the pandemic began, the care resources provided both in Mississippi and nationwide are painfully inadequate.
The state is falling behind most states in efforts to improve care options for older adults. The report sounds the alarm that there's much more to be done to keep up with the rapid changing needs of an aging population.
The only category where Mississippi did fairly well is in affordability and access, with a ranking of 19th. Campbell is hopeful that state and federal policymakers, as well as long-term care providers, can use the scorecard to assess areas of strength.
This is Public News Service. When a Texas woman began her six-year journey to adopt, she hoped to impact one child's life. Felicia Lewis is now making a difference in the lives of three young sisters.
After considering adoption for years, Lewis and her partner Ruth were introduced to the three girls, all recently displaced from their birth parents. She encourages those considering adoption to get involved to change a life and see how it impacts yours.
These are children, and it's really important because you're going to be shaping their future, shaping their minds, shaping how they view the world. It is critical that people are just invested in it.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. I'm Roz Brown.
On average, the amount of paid leave employers now have to foster parents is roughly 9.5 weeks. That's up from 7.5 weeks last year. Meantime, roughly 1 in 8 Nebraskans who have experienced hunger is a child. The state has a chance to help their families afford groceries, but must opt in to a federal program to do so.
During the COVID public health emergency, families with children eligible for free or reduced price meals at school also received pandemic EBT to help them afford groceries during school closures and summer vacation. Now the USDA is offering a similar program, summer EBT, on a permanent basis. At the nonprofit Nebraska Appleseed, Eric Saviano says a huge number of Nebraska children could benefit, but the state must opt in to the program.
It's an option for state to take this program up. And there is a small investment that's needed to authorize it, but it would pull down $18 million in benefits to to be distributed to about 150,000 kids.
Saviano explains the state would pay about $300,000 annually in administrative costs, and Nebraska families would receive $120 per eligible child for groceries in the summer. The deadline for states to let the USDA know they're interested is January 1st. Nebraska is not among the 14 states and two tribal nations that have signed on so far. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
Finally, Mike Mullen lets us know if you live in a flood-prone community, soil health from nearby farmland may have something to do with it.
Congress will soon renew debate over long-term farm bill funding, including incentives for producers to adopt practices like no-till farming, which allow the soil to hold more water after heavy rain. Julio Badinsky is a consultant for the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute and says this isn't just an issue for farmers and policymakers. She says taxpayer dollars come into play when these programs are underfunded.
Some of the costs that they pay because of the lack of investment in soil health practices, especially municipalities, rural communities, even state budgets, when they're looking at costs to repair flooding damages.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at Public News Service. .org.